Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll take you on tour around the country.
I don't think that's going to get the show into more ears.
I don't know. Think of what it did for Hal Holbrook when he did that Mark Twain thing. We could do Mike O'Mara tonight.
You know what? You know what? Between him not taking it seriously, talking about my contractual incentives, playing general manager after I called him out in the parking lot after the game. Oh, dangerous. You're just mad because I have more money than you.
Oh, my God. Who would do this?
Dick. Yeah, super dick.
Do you like the new schedule that you can pop in on the show and say hi?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, let me ask you about recess. Do you have a good playground at school?
We can't go on the playground.
Oh, because of the plague, right?
No, it's toxic waste.
Of course.
No, I'm sorry.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Showtime.
Mike O'Mara.
Showtime.
Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What's with your glasses?
I don't know.
Spectacles.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I got a bad throat today. Maybe it's just getting old.
Well, no, I don't think it's that. That doesn't just happen. What is the allergy situation like down there?
Flash forward if I do the show past my 70th year.
Okay.
Right. Did you have a big lunch?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You know what it could be?
Reflux.
No, it's not reflux. I fasted till 1:15 and ate big right before the show.
What is eating big?
I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay.
Eat big or go home.
I ate big.
Can I do the intro? Can I do... I ate big.
Could be a good license plate.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Speedway, Indiana. Is that near the racetrack?
Ironically, no.
Windsor,
actually, it is.
Yeah, but that was the better answer. Yeah. Windsor, North Carolina. Gallup, New Mexico. Gdansk, Poland. Nashville, Tennessee. And the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Mon.
Hey, Mon.
Such a... Isn't that racist now? Yeah, Mon. Isn't, I mean, if we're in cancel culture and we're in where everybody's sensitive about...
Where is Trinidad and Tobago?
It's in the Caribbean.
Okay. Should know better.
Yeah, Mon.
I'm ashamed.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we're happy to have you with us. I need to give you... He's probably going to pop in here, but I don't care. So I need to give you an update on yesterday's festivities.
Yeah, a lot went down.
So, the show ends, and as you know, he had popped in because apparently, as Carl and I had discussed, we weren't going to really do anything until I got off the air. And I could talk to my son about, having a bad day at school to the point where the teacher emailed us and said he was behaving bad.
Disruptive.
As I recall, his only appearance on the show yesterday was off camera and he was glaring at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
So what had happened, and I found this out later, what happened was she was keeping him occupied, and he wasn't supposed to come into the house. He came into the house and noticed that his TV was gone.
Mm.
Oh. And that's when he lost it a little bit. So the show ended, and interesting enough, for a seven-year-old, and I don't have experience with seven-year-old boys because I've only had daughters, and I was a part-time dad when I had my daughters. But I'm going to tell you what happened. I read to him the email from the teacher.
In character voice or just regular dad voice?
Yeah, it was
regular dad.
Morgan Freeman reading an email.
I don't know. Maybe some more gravitas if he's got like an angry voice character. I'm not sure.
Well, it's just he has to be reminded of things. Like Rob has to remind us. It's like when he goes, Morgan Freeman off microphone.
I'm not here. Just
move
talk
it
to
with
the
you.
TV.
Okay.
Move it with you. When you turn to look at him, which you cannot stop doing, you take your...
Mike, you remember what it's like being in a room with him.
We used to have a band with a keyboard player, and it was called a Hammond B3
yes.
with a Leslie cabinet.
Wonderful.
Your melon instrument is bigger than a Leslie cabinet.
It also has a spinning element inside, too.
So you, more than anybody else, when you go, hey, how are you? It just takes the whole sound. and transfer, not because your microphone is not picking it up.
You're jumping onto my mic.
It's because your projection with that melon, with that Leslie cabinet between your ears, is going onto his microphone. That's what happens. It's a little thing, but it's, you know, we're here every day.
So. We'll fix this.
Thank you. So anyway, I start the whole spiel, and I said, this cannot happen. You know, when am I going to get the TV back? When I determine you should get the TV back, and you know, like that. And at that point, I said, is there something you'd like to say? And I got a lot of dad, but. And then when it was all said and done, I didn't let him talk because he wanted to. And then at the very end, he looked at me and he said, I'm sorry.
Mm.
And then he said, I did it. I had a bad day. I will do better. And at that point, I'm looking at my wife and I'm saying, this response was really kind of unexpected. You usually expect at that age to get, I didn't know, I didn't, I want it. And there was none of that. He owned it. He owned the bad day, 1,000%. And here's how I know he really owned it. When he got done, I said, okay, well, tomorrow's another day. Things have to change. You have to do better. The TV stays in here for the foreseeable future.
TBD.
Mm-hmm. TBD. And then, I love you. I want you to do better. I think you can do better. And then when it was all said and done, the tears came. And the tears came like I've never seen them come. And it broke my heart. Because you know what? I did not expect him to own it.
Right.
But I think it was real because he was so legitimately upset about the whole thing.
Was
so
this before or after the tears, you striking him?
No, there was no striking.
Uh-oh.
There was no striking. Are you back? So you're back in Wisconsin Avenue today.
Yes, I'm
there
here.
You are sitting across from your
brother.
I'm here. All right. So
a question as a follow-up, though. We had determined that maybe one of the reasons he had had such a bad day at school is that he was coming off a very tired weekend, and it might have caught up with him.
Put him to bed last night, when I said, well, mom puts him to bed. No, I put him to bed last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually I lie down in his bed, and we chat. We chat about anything, about what's coming up, about school, about everything. And it's a moment, and we have it every night. And I said, not tonight. Tonight, you don't get that
old
either.
Shoulder. Just,
wow.
It was kind of a variation on that, but you got to know that, things are not normal. And you get certain things that, and I'm not in the mood. And that was kind of what I said to him. And then I looked at the eyes, and there were the dark circles under the eye because he was wiped out.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't say this to my wife last night before we turned in, but I said, we'll have a visitor tonight. And we certainly did. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, he crawls in. And he got a good night's sleep. He was in perfect spirits today. I just said to him on the phone, you guys heard me talking to my wife. I said, how was your day? Great. That's what you want to hear. And it's over. But the ownership, oh my God, when I think of people we've worked with over the years, if they took ownership of screwing up like he did. I was taken aback.
Yeah, he'll never make it in radio, Mike.
I could not believe that was the reaction. Oh. I was surprised. I was surprised by it. And then I think Carla and I felt the same way because you're in full disciplinary mode.
Dad mode.
And you can't,
mom mode.
And you can't lay back. You got to kind of chill out and react. It's a game. It's a bit of a game. It's a bit theatrical to do it. But I was pleased as the way it went.
And, it speaks well of you and Carla, actually.
This all happened without striking?
Oscar, I know that corporal punishment and with your background of Pedro Moreno or whatever. Not Pedro Moreno. What was
it? Pedro Moreno was
exactly
the belt.
Right,
that was the
wasn't
belt
Pedro Moreno some sort of baseball player, too? Wasn't there a Moreno?
Oh, if there
can
was.
Can we look up Pedro Moreno and see if there
my
was
my guy was made out of leather, like thick leather. Thick leather.
And hooks on
big,
it.
Big, thick hooks. Belt?
Big, thick belt. Like a,
but it didn't
like
really
a cowboy
have,
belt.
Like flesh-tearing hooks. Like something you would see in a gladiator film.
Oh,
and
I think
know you
it did.
Spent. It did?
Remember, I couldn't play Shirts and Skins because I was too beat. I couldn't be Skins. Like, I couldn't show the bruises.
Because you had
the
welts?
I had welts and strike. And
like
I
was, there is a Pedro Martinez that was a baseball player.
Yeah.
Pedro
yeah,
Moreno no was Pedro. Also a Cuban actor.
Oh, okay.
If they're Latin, they probably beat their kids. It's,
is a Cuban actor.
Michael.
I'm not going to because I don't have kids.
Michael,
but if I
here.
Did, I might have to. In a nice way. Just when something really bad
hey,
happens.
Hey, not bad looking.
Good looking guy.
Yeah, I'd like to be hit with him.
Yeah, I'd like to him to hit on me. Literally.
Better.
Next time you Google Pedro Moreno, good looking dude.
Here, let me give you some.
There he
hey,
is.
Hey, buddy
little
boy.
Michael.
Get your headphones.
Woo!
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? How was school today?
Good.
Did you do well?
Yes.
Were you on your best?
Yes.
Best what?
Behavior.
That's good. And everything worked out? And Miss DeVita loves you again?
Yes.
And you're a good kid again? Mm-hmm. Don't touch my computer, please. All right.
I have a few questions.
Will you entertain some questions, yes. Michael?
Michael, you know, I'm team Michael all day. It seems to me that you holding yourself accountable yesterday was a moment in life that you really grew up into a young man. Congratulations.
I agree. I concur.
When you said you were wrong and you had a bad day and you accepted responsibility, I was just bragging about that. Because I thought that was a pretty good thing to do. So I'm proud of you. And that's what I wanted to say. I love you and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You seem sweaty. You've been running around?
Yes.
Where were you running around? Outside? What? Why are you staring at me? Why are you staring at me?
Is he sweaty because he's under questioning right now?
Maybe he knows you struck him.
Right.
I didn't strike him. What?
I'm doing it.
What?
Oh, he's doing hangman?
You're pushing me out of the way here.
What? Is there an L?
Yes. What are we doing? Charades?
Michael, say what? Why,
it's a movie.
Were you running around? You're sweaty. Why?
Recess.
You, you mean you came right from recess? Was that don't play with my computer?
Because it's the weird schedule because of FSA testing. So recess is at the end of the day. So once we're done with recess, it's time to leave.
Right. You beat it.
Yeah. We actually have a weird schedule now because you're Papa. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
We get to go home after recess, too.
Yes.
What do you think of that? Do you like the new schedule that you can pop in on the show and say hi?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, let me ask you about recess. Do you have a good playground at school?
We can't go on the playground.
Oh, because of the plague, right?
No, it's toxic waste.
Of course.
No, I'm sorry. No. That was a joke. He likes the joke. See? He gets the joke. He's got the comedy gene.
But we can go on the playground. So we do this thing called iReady.
Mm-hmm.
And if whoever has the best score in iReady, watch class.
Who had the best score today?
Yeah. They only tell it on Monday.
Oh, do you think you did? Did you finish early today?
Yes. I got done with math.
And you did. And you were one of the first people to get done?
Yeah.
That's great.
That rocks. All right,
so who won iReady today? Who was announced
just
today?
On Monday. Just on Monday.
Oh, so,
learn to listen.
I learned every word.
He doesn't pay attention.
I heard every word.
You know
I assumed
you
that.
You know why? Just like his whole life, he's thinking about what he wants
him.
To say.
Mike, I heard every word. I assumed iReady was an everyday thing that was announced the following day.
It's a
Monday, she said.
A Monday, and it's an everyday thing you have to do every day, but they don't tell the
score. Oh, so they only give the score once a week. Okay, I get it now. Okay, thank you.
And then you get it for the whole entire week.
Excellent, excellent. Have you ever won before?
2 times in a row.
Nice.
I love it.
Yes.
One class won 5 times in a row.
Mm. You get a 4, you get 4, you get the Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to the holiday weekend?
Yeah.
You know, Maddie's going to come over.
When?
Sunday, Maddie Miller.
Oh. Ooh.
Millers are coming over, hopefully.
We're the Millers. A girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, your little smirk there.
A little smirk. Maybe.
Yeah.
The future.
Oh, okay. He's getting out of here. What? Oh. He likes Harper.
Oh, okay. Harper has your heart.
There he goes.
Sure.
He likes Harper. Bye.
Just like his papa.
See you later. I love you.
And of course, he's...
Are you going to say your standard goodbye?
Goodbye, duty.
Goodbye.
It's Slugline.
That's our godson.
I love it.
Love him.
His Slugline. So, seems like it was okay today. I haven't heard. I get the real low. No, we won't get the real low. That's the lowdown.
I think the fact that he copped to it is huge.
That's very big.
It was pretty big. It was a pretty big deal. And, you know, it's I don't mind sharing this. I don't mind exploiting my family for entertainment purposes. You know, and sometimes I think it's therapeutic, too. So that's it. And I think this time frame doing the show, sometimes I reveal a little bit of that.
you know, which is a little odd for me, but I do it. Stand up, and he surprises both of us.
Has Carla come to terms? Like, because sometimes parents, like other, my dad would hold grudges for weeks. My mom,
Carla,
would just be like,
never
next.
Owns up to anything.
No, he's not talking about
Carla
that.
Carla never accepts responsibility.
No,
for
I'm
anything.
Not talking about.
Try it one more time. No, Oscar, I have to tell you, Carla never accepts responsibility for anything.
What are you doing?
Here's a follow-up question for that.
She doesn't. I don't know why.
Is it Mike? Is it tough being the dominant parent in the house?
There she
goes. Oh, there she goes.
That is bullshit.
Now, okay. What is that about?
Thank you.
Bullshit.
Just trolled you. Just trolled you. Just trolled you.
Bullshit.
Stop. Stop. We have to edit every time you say that.
All is well in the O'Mara household.
That's a lovely color. I like that necklace. It's very lovely on you. Are we going out to dinner with the Beckers this evening?
Beckers? Ready. Why don't you become make more friends?
What is this about?
We never heard about
the Beckers. Well, we have friends all. We're starting to really get, we're movers and shakers. Yeah, no, he's an old buddy. He's an old buddy.
But he just had the Millers.
Phenomenal golfer. Really good guy.
He only has friends with people whose names end in ER. Becker, Miller, all of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is Becker the character from the Ted Danson show?
Was there a character Becker?
Yeah, there was a show called Becker.
It
yeah.
was called Becker.
Oh, Becker. Yeah. Horrible show. Oh, can I throw a TV thing in? Because
yeah,
dated,
I wish you would.
But I do want to throw this in here. We could do a whole break on it. But I really want to say Startup, which is the old show. It's since
yes.
been.
It's all, they it's, have, they it's don't have trending any, on Netflix. It's almost
it's trending
three.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm totally addicted. Totally addicted. And it makes me think about our show and how we could get this show into more ears.
Yep. You want to buy a listener farm and they could chip away at a...
I want a listener farm.
A listener farm.
We could mine comedy.
I want a listener. Yes. I want a listener farm. Look, there are a couple of facts here at play.
Yes.
The one of the facts is this is a professional operation. We are good at what we do. And I find
we're great
this show,
at what we do. Great.
We're great at what we do. I'm sorry, we're tooting our own horn here. And I think this show is fun to listen to. And I think there are a lot of people out there that would tell you that when they listen to this show, it becomes addictive and they make friends through the show. And this show is a life-changing positive factor for them. So I want that to happen for more people.
Yeah,
I also want to, expand the show and make it better. And
I want to, I'll run it up successful. The flagpole. The one thing I never want to do, if we're just going to talk shop, is
if you had any, I'll ask you a startup question.
Yeah,
I'll have you
Apple.
So if
podcast.
You had, if somebody swooped into you,
yes,
all right, one of these investors like they have on Startup.
Oh yeah,
and how much? First of all, what could you do? And I'm not asking you because you might have to farm it out because I know you have your knowledge and you have your
you
expertise.
Hire the right tool for the job is
yeah the right
Bernie
tool
says.
For the job. What do you think could be accomplished and how much would it cost?
With like $3 million, I can get us to the top of iTunes.
$3 million.
So we each need to raise $1 million each.
But. Now you, when we get on these discussions, you care so little about success that I understand you want to do Shecky. I am asking legitimately, so just for a second, because I know it's your job. Look at him.
I'm listening,
look at
Mike.
His face.
I'm
look
listening.
At his, look at that puppy dog. You can't see what I'm
it's
looking
Sid
at.
It's Sid Cata.
I'm looking at these big, it's Sid Cata.
I know who it
that's
is.
That's what his... That's his joy. That's what. As far as this conversation, not even slightly relevant to him.
It just doesn't matter. If I'm being transparent, Mike.
Yes.
The problem with artificially juicing us.
I don't want to artificially. I want to get this to more people.
Yeah. So one.
$3 mil.
One. No, I think we could probably take a good swing for. If you want a real number for where we are for this show specifically.
This show specifically.
I think if we had an operating budget outside
your other 20 projects.
Outside of what we're creating right now, we could probably do it for $1 million.
So $1 million. All right. Now that I know. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. If you have $1 million, give it to us.
Like, that's, like that Steve Martin routine. First, get $1 million.
Get $1 million. Now, listen, if you give us the $1 million
yes.
to get this show out, I promise you we have a painfully honest accountant who would share with you exactly where that money is going. That money will not go in anyone's pocket.
He is happy to tell you no.
Yeah. That money will go in no one's pocket. That money will solely be used to promote the show.
No, there would not be any income coming to us. It would be built around the PR team, the social team. It would be a lift.
Mm-hmm. It would be so the $1 million. Yes. What would be the first thing that you would that you think we should do with that $1 million budget?
Well,
to get this show into more ears, to generate more revenue, to grow the show listener wise. Don't change the show.
No.
Grow the show.
Well, we got to cut the dead weight. So we'd hire someone to fire Pony, so we wouldn't be accountable for it.
I'm glad that sentence ended that way, because dead weight normally refers to someone else on the staff.
All right.
What do you think about Pony?
You're lucky. You're lucky you got that giant brain with Pony. The gift of gab. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think advertising would be great. And, I mean, getting rid of me is a bad idea, though.
I'm just teasing, Pony. Off the top of my head, Mike.
Yeah.
I would put you on a 5-year contract that would have some escalators that would allow for you to...
Oh, that'll help with his hips.
Yes. Financial escalators.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking a shopping mall.
And that would help keep you accountable for show times and the time of when we would do the shows and live shows, etc. That would help, because then that would bring some structure to the business. That's the first thing I would have someone do. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? Yeah, because we start with
me?
You. You're the cornerstone.
Anything to grow the show.
You're the cornerstone.
Cornerstone isn't going anywhere. The cornerstone's here, and he'll do whatever he needs to do.
Oh, okay. But if you have it on paper,
that's not going to be a salary. That's going to go to promoting the show. Nobody gets it.
I would take you on tour around the country.
I don't think that's going to get the show into more ears.
I don't know. Think of what it did for Hal Holbrook when he did that Mark Twain thing. We could do Mike O'Mara tonight.
You know what? Between him not taking it seriously, talking about my contractual incentives, playing general manager, you know?
That's true. That was a bad move, Oscar.
I'm talking about a Bitcoin, GenCoin, startup, dark web, get the show out. Did anybody get inundated with a chair on Facebook this weekend, with an office chair? I got inundated with office chairs.
Mike, marketing is obvious. We could create a marketing plan with a firm that could take this to the next level to make sure that we're getting as much exposure as possible. We could bring on a PR team that would help relaunch and celebrate that we've been at it for a decade. We could hire a high-level booking agent to have you on as many as a top 100 podcasts as possible to
cross promote
to cross promote and create an organic network effect. There are 1,000 things we could do. I don't know if this is something that we could solve within this conversation. Now, if we found a Haitian man with $300,000 in cash, like Startup,
he's talking about the show Startup,
wanted to squirrel it away into some sort of offshore account, and then we started some sort of Litecoin or
I am not. You're more advanced.
I watched the first episode of the Startup, so I kind of know what it's about.
So we don't need $1 million. Okay. We just need a Haitian man with $300,000,
and it's not limited to people of Haiti.
Well, that's the show.
I am not averse to doing anything illegal.
Something
whatever
that is
it takes.
Maybe just gray area stuff.
We need a good fall guy. It should be Pony.
No, I'm not full-fledged Russian mob knocking on somebody's door. We would like you to put show on the network. Hey, Mr. Spotify. You know, we have you like...
What about a podcast about a podcast?
Oh, you mean like the show after the show?
No, the show before the show.
Oh.
Almost in story form. About how Mike became Mike on this show before. And Mike's, you know, that would actually be pretty impressive.
You know, unfortunately, you're both doing shtick now.
No, I swear.
And here I am.
I'm not.
No, he's thinking.
You know what he likes to do? He is all about more struggle.
Well, no, but he's actually what he's about. There's a good business plan that he's referring to. Some very successful podcasts have spinoffs that are like tentpole podcasts. For example, there's a show called Comedy Bang Bang.
We've done that before. You remember that guy from Vermont? Remember Marcus Serta?
That was a sloppy. That was a sloppy attempt.
Yeah, that's not right.
At what should have been more elegant.
What the spinoff show needs to involve.
He was into his own trip, man.
That's right, man.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do, man.
But like, for example, there's a.
Let's paint with sound. Let's take you back to Glastonbury. Let's remember you had a good bit when you were a kid. You used to walk around in your mom's high heels, and then you used to pretend like you were.
I did put it on the heads. I put on a dress and a big floppy hat, I sang "The Hills Are Alive" with the sound of music.
What if we could like transport our listeners to that moment in time with music, the high heels on the hardwood floors,
the scratchy record?
For any of you that might be considering giving us $1 million, I rescind that now. Because obviously we don't have any real ideas.
You got the wrong team? Is that what you're saying?
I believe we've got the wrong
team. Oh, no!
No, and it would not have to be limited to you. We could have Oscar on the shores of the rivers. In Bolivia,
I simply washing was my clothes asking the question.
With a rock. Bastard.
That's right.
Do you remember? You've watched how many episodes of Startup, Oscar?
First season? Yes.
I'm on the second season.
I haven't gotten that far. What happens?
She's starting another thing where she's doing
another coin?
The dark net.
She's gone to the dark web. The dark web.
Because they're getting busted on street corners, so she's on the dark web now. And she's using the computer algorithm for her own underground network, and you see all these people start
like an Etsy for drug dealers.
Yeah. I think ultimately it's PR. It's PR.
I think I mentioned that within my master plan.
The lack of PR.
We could have PR.
We had a little way back when it was new and fresh and shiny, but we're still chugging along, and I think we need more PR. $1 million.
I will get a quote for you from a top tier PR agency about the show, and you will have it next week.
Now, would a PR agency be, a top flight New York LA PR operation? The kind of operation that could get us to the next level.
I think it's possible. I remember we looked into this 4 years ago, and the starting retainer was $50,000.
And that's small potatoes.
That's small. I think you're probably going to spend $250,000.
Yeah, that's minimum.
And for the right agency. Like, I want to see you. Like, I want to see you. I think for you, the idea of you killing it on a talk show is probably very viable.
Too much pressure.
Oh, come on.
But you could promote the. Let's go back to the idea.
There's not enough Xanax in the ocean for me to go on, but besides, the shows today, they're all scattered. Kimmel might be an option.
But I mean, if we go back to the notion.
I don't get booked on Kimmel. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I don't have a shtick.
We go back to the idea of the spin-off podcast again, the origin story podcast. Yes, because then you have something to solidly promote that you could even do.
I got it.
Yeah.
What about, and work with me, people.
Yes.
We're painting with sound now.
Mm-hmm. We need a scandal. Yeah.
We can do that.
A scandal.
The sex tape is the last. That's the last thing we have to do if this doesn't work.
Mike, that's plan D.
What if I was to sue those people that just got mean with me?
It would lose. Carla. Wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah.
It's too regional. We need a national story.
Might make some headlines.
We need a national story. Let's take the listeners back to
Pony's Closet?
No, McLean, Virginia.
Ah.
In the early 1990s, maybe late 80s, and a young kid with his little transistor radio laying radios down in the cornfield, listening to radio, figuring out like, hey, I have to do this to survive on this farm, but one day maybe I can break in and be a top market producer.
He's being a little vague. Remember, this is how we used
to
scare the raccoons.
Shtick.
No, he's doing the origin story podcast.
We're back to origin stories.
I don't want origin story. I don't want put me under contract to do a world tour.
One more.
I want somebody to get the word out.
What about yes and?
Our guys aren't cutting
it. What about yes and? What about working with us? How about this? A bus pulls up.
Yes and?
Drops off 17-year-old Carla O'Mara at the bus stop. And then Mike O'Mara pulls up in his vehicle, S-Class Mercedes.
Oscar?
I'm sorry.
Oscar?
Yeah, origin stories. Yes.
Oscar?
Yes.
This conversation is over. Thank you very much.
I thought that went well.
Yeah. By the way, if you send $1 million, send it to me, care of Mike O'Mara.
Correctly.
They won't ever see it. It's all going to me.
Make it out to cash, right?
My retirement account. It's going into my retirement account. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with something else. That accomplished nothing.
Hello, this is Arnold.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Are you feeling good? Good. I'm feeling good. Sure, why not? The virus couldn't get me. I'm too strong. I wore a mask. Yeah. Ich bin wash my hands and make for the social distance. Sure. You like that, huh? Of course you do. Soon, I will be out with the Kinder and my fans and driving the Humvee in the Palm Springs as soon as we get the herd immunity. So, be like me. Continue to wear a mask. Be cautious, wash your hands, and stay 6 feet away. That way you can swing your Conan the Barbarian sword. Classic Arnold noise, right? Yeah, all right. Now, there's my maid. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you, Arnold. Appreciate that.
Pompous Arnold, yeah. Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Solo Stove. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire. And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your friends, your fireside time, not your friend's time, your fireside time, even more memorable. Because instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And now, Solo Stove is offering a free fire pit stand with
yes.
the purchase of any smokeless fire pit during their spring sale. You can make the most of the season and get the most out of your new smokeless fire pit. It is a win-win, and it's a great time of year for it. Still got those cool evenings.
Cool nights, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Order now. You go from unboxing your Solo Stove to fireside fun in moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's easy to keep lit, even easier to clean. They're so confident you're going to love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and 30-day free return policy. Make this spring one to remember with a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove and get a free stand with any purchase of a fire pit. Just use our promo code MIKE. It's not TMOS. Remember that. It's MIKE, MIKE, at checkout. That's solostove.com, promo code MIKE, and we thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yes, sir. As the pandemic winds down, certain product sales are heating up. You know what? One of the things that's really heating? Alarm clocks. Alarm Ooh. Clocks are going gaga
That's
right now.
That's fantastic because no one has one on their phone.
I know.
People are buying
My wife
them?
Uses it. People are still back with their regular
what?
Alarm clocks.
I have one for the time because it projects to the ceiling. I don't use it for an alarm, though. I use my phone.
I've seen those. Those haunt me.
Really?
So you just like, you wake up, your eyes open, and you see the time?
I see the time, the temperature outside, and the temperature in the bedroom. It's great.
Well, as the pandemic winds down, here are some newly hot items. Luggage up 400% from last year.
Really?
400%. It looks like you're drinking vodka.
And?
That looks like you're drinking a new time, new policy.
Hey, man, who bought a suitcase?
Yeah, that's crazy. 400%. In general, all travel-related products are selling well right now. Teeth whitening strips and beauty products. Hey, Carla, beauty products are up. They've been one of the biggest sellers in the past few months, according to Walmart.
This may shock you, Mike. I have never bought tooth whitening strips.
You haven't?
No.
Well, you didn't floss back in the day either.
No, but I floss every day. But remember, you publicly shamed me.
No, you didn't always until your dentist told you you had to, right?
No, actually, it started when Zoolander gave me a dental, the little picks.
Dentex.
Yeah, and I could use it. But remember, you publicly shamed me at a Vegas show. By putting a picture of me up on the screen and saying that my teeth were no bueno.
Yeah, they looked like wood.
Yeah, they did. But like a knotty pine, not like mahogany.
Yeah, like definitely
by the
a
way,
pine.
If you send the show $1 million, we will use it all to promote the show after I get veneers.
We all get veneers. Matching.
We all get veneers. I'm down with that.
Matching Perfect. Veneers.
We all get
veneers. Are they the same size?
Yes.
Because, I don't know.
Same
I think,
size.
I think they have to be matched to our faces.
Sales of party supplies have more than doubled. Balloon sales, Rob, are up 50%.
I hate driving with balloons in the car, and Robert's got a graduation party coming up, and Carrie says, this is what we're going to do. I said, do whatever you want, but I'm not driving with balloons in the car.
I RSVP'd. Yes. Plus one.
Nice.
See you at your house.
Nice. Oh, I wish I was up there.
No, it's a Jimmy's.
I'd love to go to that party.
It's a Jimmy's.
You got the invite.
Are you coming?
I didn't get the invite.
I invited you.
When did it go out?
Check your email.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay, I'll check today.
Yeah.
Let me see. New clothing, especially warm weather clothes. They're up 60% from last year. Razors and other shaving-related products. Harry's. Hi, Harry's.
Razor.
Harry's.
For both men and women. And condoms and other sexual health products up 32%.
I've always been against condoms, Mike. You know that.
Happy end of pandemic, everybody.
Can you say it like they do in Meaning of Life? Condom.
Condom. I'm Jean-Claude Condom.
Wasn't the pandemic the best condom?
Pretty good.
Condom DeLuise.
There'll be stats about that maybe this fall. If you haven't noticed, Netflix has been moving in on Lifetime and Hallmark's territory by releasing cheesy Christmas romantic comedies. They don't need to do that. Please. Just put good stuff out. Anyway, it's through such a movie that Lindsay Lohan will stage her comeback. Her movie doesn't have a title yet, but the plot is basically the same as roughly half of the ones you've seen before. Lindsay plays a newly engaged, spoiled hotel heiress who gets amnesia after a skiing accident.
Oh, you see, if I would have been forced to bet money, I would say that she would have been an overworked executive who gets in a small town and meets a carpenter who teaches her what really matters in life, and then they bone.
She ends up in the care of a handsome blue-collar lodge owner and his precocious daughter in the days leading up to Christmas.
Like Doc Hollywood.
And then she does meth. Now I'm writing it. And then she does meth and kills the whole family.
Oh.
Except for the daughter, because the daughter was the source for the meth.
As we continue getting older, we'll obviously continue being in denial about certain things. 3 out of 5 Americans admit they're more likely to put off seeing a doctor if the reason for their visit makes them feel old. So this little survey shows that you don't go to the doctor when there's something that's like an elderly-related problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I started doing it in my mid-40s. I'd roll in there, you know. I think I have macular degeneration.
It's really complicated because if you are suffering from dementia, not only do you not want to go to the doctor, you make the appointment, then you forget to go.
That's right. Oh, someone just brought his Pringles potato chip on.
Michael.
And he's doing his
buddy.
Duck. Is mommy supervising back there at all today? Hi, Ducky.
Yeah.
All right, that's your last appearance on the show today, and I mean it. Bye.
Hey, look, thank you. Mom made dinner.
Thank you very much.
I know adults that can't do that Pringles shtick. He's gifted.
Yeah.
He likes. Hey, get him. Put him in the head of the line. Put him in the special class. Number one. You know, so let's start calculus. You do a Pringles duck face.
Hey, the Pringles duck face was the answer to number 3, and I start this week.
So everything from back problems to cholesterol checks, and 2/3 of us would also put off a doctor's visit if it was for something taboo or embarrassing like a prostate check. Around 70% of us have canceled, postponed, or avoided a doctor's appointment in the past year, but it wasn't always our fault. Almost half of those people said the pandemic forced them to do it.
Mm. Now the pandemic is over. When you
it's
get
not
your,
over.
Well, I mean, now that it's winding up,
besides
and things are
subsiding.
We're returning to normal. When you get the prostate check, what's the best tip? Was it standard tip for that?
The fingertip.
Bada bing.
God, did you just tee that up for me? I don't know. I mean, I went right there.
I did.
You didn't?
I did.
That just happened?
I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let me see. The downside of winning the lottery.
What?
Yeah. Happy Tuesday.
Let's crumble that guy up.
Happy Tuesday, incomplete sheet. When was the last time you checked your smoke detectors?
Mike, I checked my smoke detector when I was regretting winning the lottery.
Call Jim Skin.
Yes.
We are paying for his service.
All right.
Yep.
Starting today.
All right. Let's do it.
This stuff, not thick enough. Having to source it everywhere else.
Understood.
But we do have a little something.
Oh, good.
It's also pretty close to sucky, though.
Well, I'll be standing by.
A woman in Texas went to a zoo in El Paso. A woman in Texas went to a zoo in El Paso. She fell in love with
a Mexican boy.
Over the weekend, climbed into a monkey enclosure and started feeding the spider monkeys flaming hot Cheetos.
Mm. Oh, the kids today call them hot chip.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
hot chip.
Julia said, do you have hot chip?
Well, these are not big monkeys. They're not huge, right, but they can still do a lot of damage if they want to. And obviously, Cheetos aren't part of their diet. Luckily, the woman wasn't hurt, and the monkeys will probably be okay. A zookeeper, man, said the Flamin' Hot Cheetos could cause stomach issues and bowel disruptions.
Jesus.
Same as humans. The director of the zoo called it stupid.
Yes.
And said they indefinitely plan. They definitely plan. Not indefinitely. And they indefinitely plan. This is the best homepage I've ever had.
It's a good one.
Best news. You may not need that I've ever had. It's the best one.
Flag it for best of, Pony.
The director of the zoo called it stupid and said they definitely plan to press charges. They also have to install a higher fence now to make sure no one else tries to feed the spider monkeys Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Last we checked, the police hadn't released the woman's name yet, but her boss did because she's already been fired.
Oh.
They recognized her from a video somebody posted online. Her name is Lucy Ray. And she was working at a law firm. She had a good job. She was working at a law firm as a litigation assistant. The spider monkeys have their own litigation assistant. He's the best poop thrower in the pack. Is it a pack? Is that what monkeys go in? Is it a pack? A tribe? What is the? What
I
the,
think
what the
it's
hell
it's like God. It's a funny word though. It's like a panic
it's
or
family. Is it a murder of spider monkeys?
No, it's
monkeys?
A murder oh, of crows.
Murder of a flock of geese.
Flock of geese. I think it's like
it's a herd.
It's no, it's not. It's something. I'll have it for you herd. After this.
The herd, man. Welcome to the herd. Let's talk sports. The dessert room.
This has to be a big deal because Google auto-completed dessert room.
It's a dessert lover's paradise.
Bonjour. Welcome to the Rob Spiewak Dessert Room Restaurant. All desserts all the time with all your favorites.
Cheesecakes and pies and this torts. Strawberries on a chocolate shoe made of ganache and cake, and it looks like a high heel, and you can eat it. It's great.
I'm never full.
I hope Monsieur was not overdoing it last night.
Small plated dessert, so sampling may be in your future.
Oh, I'm full.
You can make a reservation for Rob Spiewak's Dessert Room Restaurant and become a talking head by writing to Rob at MikeOmeraShow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Be sure to include a phone number and you could
be our guest, be our guest.
By the way, speaking of talking heads, you don't necessarily have to be a college professor.
No.
Or a rocket scientist or a pilot. Or any of those things. If you're just a good person that loves the show, we can chat with anybody.
We'd love to and talk
would,
to you.
We would love you to be, because listen, one of the things we've learned by doing the Mike O'Mara Show Talking Head segment, which we love every single Friday, we love doing it, is that everybody has a story. Everybody has something that they could share. And look, some people like to do it, some people don't. We understand that. But there are lots of you that would love to come on the show. We are a friendly location to stop by and say hi. And if you want to come in and just chat, or you know somebody that you think would be great on the show, and it would be something they'd like to do,
yes,
please send it to Rob. It's Talking Head at MikeOmeraShow.com. Send it with Rob, Rob with two B's.
Rob with
two B's.
He takes
all of our correspondence, yeah, and we'd love to hear from you. Welcome back to the show,
Mike,
brought to you by Freshly.
I knew it had something to do with a circus. It's a troop of monkeys.
A troop
of monkeys.
A troop
like
of
a
minkeys.
Girl Scout or Boy Scout troop.
Yeah, but they will also accept barrel.
listener participation, we have the People Suck mailbag coming up.
Yes!
So stand by for that. Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be complicated, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals that Oscar eats every hour.
Yes.
Every hour on the hour.
On the
They're
hour.
Delivered fresh to his door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astonish you. Man, I'm astonished at their variety. It's really something.
If you eat them, you will become a mastermind.
Freshly can work for any dietary needs. Why am I doing the Freshly commercial with an Elvis Presley accent?
Hey.
I don't know, man. Preferences, taste, Jack, and family sizes. Now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. That's like when I was alive, man.
Yeah, buy it, Chief.
Start living life Freshly, Jack. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are all ready to eat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. A lot like I enjoyed those hot dog rolls when I was riding on that donkey.
Love those hot dog rolls, E.
Oscar loves Freshly. Right now, man, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/TMOS, man. Make better eating a priority, Jack, and get this special limited time offer. Go to freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. Tell you what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to take one of my Freshly orders and just eat them the way you're supposed to, right out of the container they're in. Then I'm going to take my other Freshly meal. I'm going to cut in half a loaf of bread and shove all my Freshly products right in there and eat it. Like a big old sandwich, Jack.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, King.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Cue the music for the People Suck mailbag, please. Thank you. Hey, everybody, it's time for the People Suck mailbag. We asked, Rob, you know, I'll ask you for a little pre-reading review. What do you think of the content this week?
We actually had enough to do about a 15-page mailbag. Some people did not make the cut. Yes, people were enthusiastic.
And but, I mean, when they don't make the cut, they can probably stay on the shelf and maybe come in next week.
Sure,
right?
But keep them coming in, folks. We want to have all your, you know, keep it fresh.
Yeah, because, get stale.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is as the weeks go on, there's more stuff that sucks. Mm-hmm. So keep it fresh.
As the numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
That's right, Casey.
All right, People Suck mailbag. Here's the first one. People Suck. My daughter is her team's leading scorer in a 7 and 8-year-old girls' soccer league. One Sunday, another parent had one of his players slide tackle and injure her. She was out for the rest of the game with a head injury. That's not cool. Then he shouted, "It's just soccer," at me when I called to the ref. When they targeted the number 2 player on our team, and that player got a yellow card, then they targeted the number 2 player on our team, and that player got a yellow card from the ref. The player that they targeted, or the player that targeted
Let me read the sentence.
Then they targeted the number 2 player on our team, and that player got a yellow card from the ref. That's a poorly structured sentence.
It is.
Does that mean that the player got it?
No,
that was injured?
The player that got the card was the one that was attacking the second-rated player.
So
the aggressive player.
He got a penalty because they were doing bad stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have never seen a card pulled in a 7 and 8-year-old girls' soccer game before. Then they kept kicking our goalie every time she picked up the ball. Terrible sportsmanship, I guess so.
Yeah.
His response to me, I guess this is the father.
Yes, this is the father of the injured girl.
After I called him out in the parking lot after the game, oh, dangerous. You're just mad because I have more money than you.
Oh, my God. Who would do this?
Dick. Yeah, super dick.
As he stepped into his Mazda, I called him a
reliable
douche. He then proceeded to honk, roll the window down, and flip my wife the bird. My very large friend Jim, who was parked next to my wife, gave it right back to him. He about lost it. And his wife, sitting in the passenger seat, looked horrified.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Sometimes this calling people out thing works. Sometimes it doesn't. However, I can't not say something when I see BS. Especially when it impacts my family. I don't care who the person is, but what can you do? People suck. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you for venting here. A crappy father came to the game.
Yes.
And that's from Nate. Nate, we appreciate that. People do suck. Next People Suck letter. Like the guy at the grocery store who is shifting back and forth on his feet and sighing loudly because the old lady in front of him is slow. People suck, this says at the beginning. Like the guy at the grocery store who's shifting back and forth on his feet and sighing loudly because the old lady in front of him is slow. And then when it's his turn to pay, he has to dig through his wallet for an eternity to find his card.
True.
Sucks. Or the neighbor who doesn't understand that recycling only happens every other week and takes his bin out and then leaves it for days waiting for the recycling truck. Sucks. Or the cat, not a person, that waits to use the litter box until I'm emptying it. People and cats suck. Name and address withheld. I knew I'd love it.
But you know what? That recycling bin thing is so unacceptable. That is the worst when people leave their trash cans and stuff out there
forever.
Yeah, they just don't care. People suck.
Next letter. People suck. I live in a city. There are specific parks provided for dogs to be off-leash. I bike to work anytime I can try. I bike to work anytime I can try. Let me start again. I'm sorry. I bike to work anytime I can, comma, and I try to take bike paths anytime I can. People are often walking their dogs without a leash on these bike paths. And if I'm biking along with heavy commuter bag, this one is hard to
read.
Doing
the best you can.
I'm doing the best I can.
I think what happened with these, and I did my best to correct them, the people were so full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
They were very, yeah.
No, I know what the problem is, all right.
What's that?
You did your best. Anyway, if I'm biking along with a heavy, commuter bag at 15 miles per hour, and your wet, dumb dog jumps onto the bike path right in front of me, you suck. I don't care how nice or good your dog is. It jumped right in front of me and scared the hell out of me. One time, a crazy dog lady yelled at me when her aggressive dog was biting at my feet as she said, "You kicked my dog before. I had never seen this crazy woman, but if people are kicking at your aggressive dog, maybe you have a dog control issue." Yes, people suck. Thanks, guys. Your show is so cathartic. Ben Neff in Anchorage, Alaska.
This happens.
I know, Ben, that's why I mentioned it.
I biked this weekend, and two things happened. And I have a dog that should be on a leash on a regular basis, especially if we're on a bike path. The dog doesn't know the bike is coming. You're the human. You see the bike coming. You have to move the dog out of the bike's path. And then if you're riding with your kids, which I'm all for, please realize that the earlier you teach them to stay on their side of the lane, the better.
Yeah, they have to be handled.
Yeah.
You can't let the whole street be devoted to your little perfect little mommy, daddy, two children family. All.
Wow.
I had a,
thank you.
I was moving, and I had maybe a 13-year-old kid, boy, ram right into me, gashed my shin, and I looked up at the father, and the father looked at me like, "Why'd you run into my kid?" I was on the opposite side.
He sucks.
People suck.
Mm-hmm.
Next letter. People suck, especially small local businesses that don't seem to want to step up their customer service game in these hard times. Times when small local businesses are dying faster than they can open. Last fall, I brought my motorcycle to a local guy for a tune-up and winter storage. I said, "Just keep it and I'll get it in the spring. Just get it ready to ride." "No problem," he said. Now it's almost June, and I've been back 4 times. All I get is, "Sorry, I haven't gotten to that yet. Check back next week." This spring, my wife gave me $300 to buy a new weed whacker. I called a local business and ordered just what I wanted. The weed whacker of my dream.
Can you even imagine?
They said they had to bring it in from another store, but they would have it by Wednesday. "No problem," I said. "I'll swing by on Saturday." I took Saturday morning off to drive 25 miles to get it, and I was told, "Sorry, we didn't have time to get to the other store. Try again next week." Now, next Saturday morning is shot to hell, too. We have a garbage disposal in our kitchen that died last year. This is a multi, people say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bought a new one at my local hardware store. Now I need someone to install it. We have called and talked to and left messages with no less than 5 local plumbers, handymen, women, with no response. Not one. No one has taken my money yet, but I am literally carrying around $1,200 in cash. Yes, Oscar, some of us still use that green folding paper, trying desperately to give it to someone that will just provide the service that they offer. You have one effing job. Do it. People suck. Wow. That felt good. Rant over. Rob T. Thank you, Rob.
Well done.
I appreciate that. More coming. People suck. We can cut it in half.
Okay, you want to cut it in half? Okay.
The people in half. But no, next time. I mean, we can do that, but it's just it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. People suck. These are, I mean, this is exploding.
They're great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Late last year, I had surgery, and afterwards, I had to go to physical therapy twice a week for a few months. The PT office is downtown near one of the big hospitals, and there's a parking lot assigned to everyone visiting. Because of COVID, we were all required to have our temperature taken at the entrance. Upon passing that test, you were given a neon green sticker to put on your shirt or jacket. My first few visits, I started noticing stickers here and there. One in the crosswalk, a couple on the sidewalk, maybe one in a parking meter. By the time my therapy appointments were done, their lot and the walkway to it looked like there had been a New Year's Eve celebration. When I'd step out of my car, it wasn't uncommon for there to be 25 stickers under my feet. What kind of human would just toss those stickers on the ground? I get that maybe some of them could have fallen off, but the dozens stuck on stop signs, poles, etc. were placed there purposefully. And at some point, some poor sap will have to clean all those up. People suck. That's from Dave.
Yeah, people do suck.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next letter says, people suck. You don't always have to start. Did you start with people say? They don't all have to say people suck.
No, I did that as a formatic because we requested that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a downer, but this person is really king suck. I try to put myself in their shoes, and I just can't wrap my mind around it. About a month ago, our dog ran out on the road and was hit by a car in front of my stepdaughter and neighbor. My neighbor saw the person stop, get out of the car, check for damage on his car, then drive away. Mm.
This one makes my blood boil.
Mm. Mm. I don't think there is any way I could have done that, especially with all of us in the road trying to get our dog in the car and to the vet. In my opinion, this person is less human than our deceased dog. It killed the dog. And he sucks. It's also illegal, I would think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got
it. That's hit and run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kevin, I'm sorry to hear that. That's just
was it Casey
ahead.
That said, if you give me a goddamn dead dog story or a letter before we get started again?
That's right. Yeah. Rob, we have three. I can't get to all of them this week. I just can't do it.
We'll table them then.
Is the last one the best of the three?
The last one is my favorite because it involves grocery and a real dick move.
Okay, very good. People suck. The grocery store was packed, so I opted for shelf checkout. I was running through my items at the scanner when my machine locked up, as did almost simultaneously the machine next to me. When we both turned to ask for customer assistance from the employee monitoring self-checkout, we noticed the guy who didn't want to wait in line.
It's in quotation marks. That's this is the protagonist
of the story. Everybody else?
Yes, this is the protagonist of this suck story.
You see, in California, you can buy booze almost any place, but you cannot buy booze in self-checkout. If you want to be a pushy jerk, the life hack is to have some alcohol in your cart. You try self-checkout, and they will check you out personally as a courtesy. So I look at the lady next to me, who is also noticing that this guy with a cart full of groceries and a single bottle of white wine, and I say, so here's the guy who didn't want to wait in line. So is he saying that this is the guy that screwed up the self-checkout?
No, what he's saying is that this guy has got a life hack, is that if you have alcohol in your cart and you try to do self-checkout, instead of gumming up the works, they'll come and check you out like a full-service register.
But they'll stop you.
But it will stop everything. Yes.
By the way, this dick is so proud of himself. He's a late middle-aged guy, bouncing on his toes, smiling. He has it all figured out. Then he turns to the poor lady who is checking him out and instructs her to bag his groceries. Now she has no countertop to work with. She has only a scanner and a keypad. She is forced to awkwardly start bagging his groceries in an already full cart with no place to set a bag. It's going to be a long process. I turn to the poor employee who was bagging his groceries, and in a voice heard halfway across the store, I say, excuse me, miss, can you come help the two of us out real quick so that the two of us don't have to wait for the guy who didn't want to wait in line? She came over and cleared our screens to let us continue. We were both very apologetic and very thankful for her help. We all three knew who the jerk was. Meanwhile, the jerk stopped smiling, stopped bouncing on his toes, and visibly shrank about 20%. He stood there looking like a jerk to everybody. Finally, in a squeaky, white, middle-aged voice, he says, they don't have enough checkers here. To which I reply, yeah, and you didn't want to wait in line. People suck.
David Crook. Yes.
Very good.
Well
That's
done.
People suck. That
well
was
done.
A fat one. We'll
well
edit
done.
It. We'll figure it out. We'll get it right. Thank you very much. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills right here on The Mike O'Mara Show. All right, all right, all right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right.
I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pipes, but no shirts. All right. So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist because you don't want your government to be all right, all right, all right.
Thank you, Matthew. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ah, the sweet mysteries of life. Do aliens wonder if we exist? Is the rhythm really going to get us? Is Casper the Friendly Ghost really just a dead Richie Rich? When you need a break from contemplating the really big questions, it's time to take on something that's meant to be solved. Like the literally thousands of puzzle-solving levels on Best Fiends. And unlike mulling over the mysteries of the universe, Best Fiends leaves your brain feeling refreshingly challenged. You'll feel like your frontal lobe just got a Swedish massage.
Mike, nice. It's yes. Very nice. I had just finished, and I'm very proud of myself, Level 3,490.
Like
it's called
there.
Release the Firecrackers. And Mike, there's
a new
twist. You got to defeat the slugs still, right? But you got to blow up 6 beach balls.
They got any cicadas in there?
I haven't seen them yet. But we're due for an update, so we'll see. We shall see. Yeah.
Oh, man. Best Fiends rocks. Variety, strategy, cute characters, endless puzzles to solve. Best Fiends. That's Rob's jam, man. If you're hungry for an endless supply of fun puzzles, the kind you can actually enjoy solving.
Yes.
Try out Best Fiends. Just don't blame us if you can't turn it off. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game, Best Fiends. Free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Great game.
We'll tidy up that people suck. We'll do something that they do.
I thought it was a great debut.
It was a great debut.
I think it was fantastic. If you want to send a letter in, send it to Rob with 2 B's. People suck. That's where we're going to do that mailbag. See how it goes. You got to shorten it. Otherwise, it's too overwhelming, and
it's just way too long. Such great content, but we require brevity in the submissions. I realize some of the stories.
We can get the brevity. You can send whatever you like. We'll edit it. Yeah. That's what we'll do.
We'll take care of it.
Right. You know, we'll farm it out to somebody who wants to edit it because it's better if we just chop it down a little bit. I think that's fine.
But as a grocery guy, I know that last letter was long. But that whole notion of thinking you're beating the system, it was so. But to me, it was so clear that that's something that someone would do.
So if you go to the grocery store and you stand in line at the self-checkout and you have a bottle of wine, I thought they'd just come over and scan the item
over 21
and then they send you on your way.
See, those are the rules. Apparently, to this letter, that's why they do it in California. You can't self-checkout in California. But
at all.
You can't check out alcohol with alcohol of any sort.
But they won't send you away or say, you know, start all over again. They'll come and kiss your ass.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I remember when I was being trained at Safeway, you are specifically instructed never to do anything to make the customer inconvenienced, unhappy, or anything. You have to eat the sandwich. Mm. And if it is that situation, you have to go over and make them check out. But the thing that bothers me is that guy was using it, obviously, as a tool.
You know, speaking of people that don't follow the rules, I'm sorry. I think that you hear all this talk about certain states have 70% of adults vaccinated. That now, I guess Moderna was it, or
today,
I'm not sure.
One Moderna of them, announced.
Moderna said that they are effective in adolescents, which is great news. Hopefully, youngsters to follow, younger than that. For my own son, the idea of just kind of candy-assing around these people that are refusing to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lottery. If you show that you've been vaccinated, you could win $1 million. You can bite my Irish ass about that. You can't go on a plane with a gun.
Right.
You can't go on a plane with liquids. So what's wrong with I am no longer thinking about others. I'm thinking about me. I'm going to put it on me. You want to send bad letters, send them to me. F you, you should not be able to fly, go on a train, go on a bus if you do not have a fully vaccinated situation in your life. I don't care about the politics. I care about public health. And when they're talking about the potential of this thing springing up, little brush fires, You're talking about public health. This is right. Not a communist nation. If you tell people it's mandatory, what if people really, what if it was really more like Ebola? All right. Because obviously, as deadly as this disease is, it hasn't cracked through the Marjorie Taylor Greene thickness of skulls that just say, nah, my president didn't win, so I'm not going to get fed. F you, double trouble. I swear to God, you're putting people at risk, and you're putting your families at risk, and your friends at risk, and probably your church at risk.
Of course.
And you shouldn't get the privileges we all get. I'm not saying that we're not turning into a communist, but require it. It's mandatory. Go get vaccinated.
It's mandatory if you want the privileges. We can't force you to get the shot, but if you want to get on a plane.
I don't think anybody should be able to get on an airplane without being vaccinated.
Right.
I don't have the answer for this, but why can't we force people to get the shot?
Why not? Why not just
do it? Why can't we?
Why don't we? And listen, I'm not saying bang on people's doors, kick the door in, hold people down, and give. I'm saying that if you would like to go to a sporting event, a rock concert, Walt Disney World, if you would like to go into a crowded restaurant, you can have a restaurant with policy. We need to.
Don't they force us to get like the real ID? We all have to update our IDs and license.
We have to get our IDs. Right? We have to get a driver license car.
Yeah.
It just makes me so mad that we're sitting there going, well, some people, it's really, now we're going to have a little money incentive. Oh, bite me. Right now, what? Most places now, you can roll into a pharmacy without an appointment now?
Yeah.
It's getting so on easy demand to get these vaccines, and you're still seeing these certain states, mostly down in excuse me. Really? It's ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, it just, when did we become such an idiocracy? You know?
Yeah.
It's not soft. It's stupid. It's just,
it is stupid.
And by the way, there's no courage in this or anything. And by the way, you can't have the police bang on the door. I'm not talking about that kind of mandatory. I'm just saying certain little privileges. Yeah. Can I see your ID, please? Can I have a vet? We got so much computer technology out there where we could go.
We've got coins that aren't really coins. Cryptocurrency. Right.
Why put your energy towards that? No, can't put your energy towards that. Got to put your energy towards coming up with legislation about voting rights. That's right, because we lost we got to make it real tough. We got to make, and don't, I mean, really, how transparent is that where people are sitting around going,
we figured if we make it harder, you know, for them people up there in that neighborhood.
You know what I'm talking about, Roger? Yes, I do, Cletus.
But you know what? Voting's a privilege. Jesus. You should have to be vaccinated to vote.
The
voting booth is a super spreading event.
I think once we get full FDA approval, it's going to be, I think there's going to be a chance that we have that option.
The melon heads that are not getting vaccinated right now will wait for full FDA approval? I think that's good. I don't think that'll happen.
There may be an option to create some sort of legal precedent once it's done. Full FDA approval.
To actually really make a fist and have people do it?
That's not an emergency.
Do you think that could happen?
I hope so, man. I really do.
And if not, we can always put the Pfizer vaccine in Mountain Dew.
Because a lot of the fighting right now I hear is...
did you hear what
No, I missed it. I'm sorry.
You can put the Pfizer vaccine in Mountain Dew.
you have to have two bottles.
Like Idiocracy.
Have to stop for that.
You have to have two bottles and then wait 10 days. Then you're fine.
What about Code Red?
Code Red, also, that's good too.
I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm healthy as a horse. I just don't got no teeth. Teeth done right off.
Right off. Clean off.
Anyway, my teeth broke clean. I bet into a click click. Anyway, it's just makes me sad.
What's really crazy? If you look at the mRNA science?
Yeah.
That Moderna, for example, they have a runway of other possible vaccines for certain types of cancers that, you know, this is not 100%, but this is what they're hoping to, researchers trying to. Are people not going to take the cancer vaccine once it comes out? Are they not going to do that?
Let me ask you this. This segment of the population, And, you know, what, people in Congress, what is it, like 65% of Republicans on the Hill have not been vaccinated? Isn't that what it is?
Some number like that? I think that sounds right, yeah.
Right? Where they're pandering to their base by, you know, saying, we didn't get it either, duh. That's fine. Is it anything other than politically motivated? I don't know.
Is it really
fear of vaccines making you sicker? I don't buy that for a second. I feel like this is, I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. What do you think?
I can't wrap my head around it because to me it's so stupid. We've got a great track record of vaccinations in this country for 100 years. Why all of a sudden are they scared of this one?
Well,
it's
got to
be politically.
I don't think it's anti-vaxxers, is it?
No. I think that movement's been it's still alive and well, but it hasn't.
Well, it's not so well.
Well, it's been.
They got like, the sniffles.
They're
and
at
cough.
A good 20 decibels. They're probably a good 5 right now because they want to survive for their next movement.
Can't hear them for the cicadas.
I'm trying to see Maine. Yay! Yay for Maine! Yay for Maine!
Why?
I'll start with Maine. More than 60%. Up near 70%. Vermont, excellent. Massachusetts, yep. Rhode Island, Connecticut. I'm sorry, I'm a New Englander. Yeah!
Yeah!
Way to go, New England!
There you
yeah.
go.
Thank you.
Be proud.
Yeah, it's just...
what about your current state?
Florida is right in the middle of the pack. Florida is right on that 50% line.
Do you have a Maryland, Virginia, D.C. breakdown at all?
Let's see. We got Maryland is over 50%. Nice. D.C. over Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, South Dakota, Minnesota, Washington State, Oregon, California, all over that 50% mark.
Excellent.
Under the 50% mark, you've got Montana, Idaho, Nevada, Wyoming, North Dakota, Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, West Virginia, and Ohio. And bringing up the rear,
the last place,
Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Mike, I love the fact that I've worked with you for nearly 30 years, and almost every list ends with Mississippi.
Mississippi.
No matter what the list is.
Right.
It's always going.
Maybe the Sun Belt thinks the sun's back, so they'll kill it.
I don't think
well,
that's it.
You know, I just want us to be, we all want this to be over.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Be over, completely done with, and we can get rid of it. If this comes back, like when cold and flu season comes
in
again.
Oh, my God.
It could with these idiots doing this. It's just make it
get vaxxed. Mm-hmm. Please.
You know? Let's do it, please.
You want to go, you want to fly, to see your meemaw, you know, from Mississippi to Tennessee, you know. Sorry, do you have your card?
No, I didn't know I had that day.
Well, you do.
No meemaw, no vaccine, no meemaw. That's
how am I
going to
get my muffins?
Right.
Meemaw got my muffin pay.
Meemaw. Put it in Mountain Dew. Sorry. Put it in Mountain Dew.
This tastes
great
weird.
Idea. Yeah.
Off. Right. Okay. A little off.
A little stale. A little
off. He makes a lot of sense. We'll take a break and we will come back with the audio vault. Hi, Todd. right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Z Wants Candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of honey.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thanks, Peach.
Let's open up the thing right now, shall we? We'll do that in just a second. We don't need that help from them. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's move on right now. Hold on just a second. Okay.
We got you, Mike. We got you.
We got you.
I'm going to put this over here and then this over here and then that over there.
Got to slide
then
it
I'll
over.
Move this from that side of the room to this side of the room.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Calm. Here's the bad news. The world is full of uncertainty, and that might leave you feeling stressed or anxious. So, do you want the good news? You can navigate change, feel more relaxed, and quiet your mind.
Ha ha ha
ha. With Calm. I just did that. Just breathe through my nose, out through my mouth. Really does work. We're proud to be partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And if you go to calm.com/TMOS, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds, sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. It's okay to need help sometimes, and Calm can provide support. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the website. For listeners of our show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off at calm.com/TMOS. Go to calm.com/TMOS for 40% off. That's unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/TMOS. Let's see who's in the dumpster today, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
Oh, they're both in there.
Oh, they're both dead.
Yeah, reunited in death, Mike.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Not wonderful that they're dead, but well, no. Just wonderful that they're here from out together. That's
Oscar,
delightful.
Thursday.
Sweet. Yes, Thursday.
Friends is back.
HBO Max.
That's right. They listed on IMDb the number one best episode of the entire run.
Ooh.
Of this. And I think it ran 8 seasons. It was a long run. What is your favorite episode? Do you match with IMDb?
Smelly Cat.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is the one where everyone finds out where Chandler and Monica were dating.
Oh, that was, you know, a great story arc.
It was a good story arc. Here's a clip.
You know what
from
mine
that
is? Oh, you know sorry. What my favorite episode is? You didn't ask me. I was just
yeah,
rude.
Yeah, but you hate the show.
I hate the show.
Huh? You hate the show.
No, my favorite episode's when they do that thing.
Oh, that was good. Remember the guy?
Remember the guy with the thing and Ross and Rachel? They get in the car accident.
Fun Bobby. You love that one.
Was there a car accident?
Yeah. Remember when Chandler was doing like poppers?
That might have been real life.
I think it was blow.
Might have been real life.
Joey had testicular cancer, and they came back, and Monica was, you know, trying to massage it out.
Oh, no, different show.
No, I remember that. He's right, because after that scene, there was a scene where Monica caught testicular cancer from him.
Right.
Because it was contagious.
And she didn't even have balls.
That's right. Or... Clever ending.
Is the reunion this Thursday?
Thursday is
it
when
airs this Thursday.
It drops. Can dial that?
And it's not. God. And it's not your traditional episode. It's more of a, as you mentioned, a reunion, then a look back.
And it's hosted by James Corden.
Oh, that's awesome! I cannot believe it's this Thursday. I can't believe I care so little.
I can't believe, Mike, that they think they can keep up this kind of quality writing 20 years after the fact.
You. And you?
Yes, but you cannot tell anyone. No one knows.
In bed.
Do you know something?
Do you know something?
I might know something.
I might know something, too.
I love this.
What's the thing you know?
Oh, no, I can't tell you, and you tell me what you know.
Well, I can't tell you what I know.
Well, then I can't tell you what I know.
Is this the new one?
No, that's the old one.
That's the old show.
I wish you would watch Oscar's face while he was listening to it. He was so genuinely happy with that.
You love it.
Yeah. I do love it. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good. Well, good. A lot of people do. It's popular.
What if this reunion show has a Transformer on it?
Ooh.
Bumblebee comes
out. No, he likes Friends. That's very, very cool. What if I don't begrudge anybody reunion. I'm
you're
very
right.
cool with it. What if Oscar came and said, I don't give a rat's ass about Phil Mickelson. Talk about something else, you know? I mean, there are more people that are into Friends than Phil Mickelson. You know, Whitey McWhiterson winning the golf tournament. I have just really, really quick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Please.
Oscar, if you get a chance, please do this because you're not the big golf fan, but you know the sport.
Yes.
You have to look up Brooks Koepka doing a stand up for the golf channel.
I watched this.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
He's the worst. He's the worst. Like a child.
It's just like a petulant little brat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he must hate the guy.
Oh.
Absolutely hate the guy.
Who rolls their eyes after, let's say, 25? Like, who does that?
After 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible.
But, you know, Bryson DeChambeau's walking by, and Brooks Koepka's doing a stand-up, and they're recording it, and he just closes his eyes, rolls his eyes, and goes, oh, jeez. sorry. I can't listen to that BS. Just something that Bryson DeChambeau was saying walking by. He hates him that much. The internet's going, the golf community is going nuts about this.
And the
about
he's a true villain. Doesn't the reporter then say, like, we'll take it again?
Yeah. Oh, the reporter knows what he's got.
Of course. Mike, there's a guy on Instagram. His name is Shane's Main. He's a drummer. And he has a lot of nonsense, but this appealed to me just because it never occurred to me. He drummed against a record that famously has no drums on it. Mm. If the Beatles had put drums on Eleanor Rigby, it might have sounded like this.
Adding drums to songs that don't have drums.
No.
It ruins the record, but
it's to say this. And he's a crappy drummer. He's a really bad drummer.
I did click on his link, and he's on a website like drummer for hire. So he's
like not good.
That's why he's for hire.
I can deal with him one bar that he's just not.
No one's employed him yet.
All right. By the way, you could conceivably do what he did. And look, I don't want to get into the weeds about musicianship, but I was in a band for 5 years, and I have to tell you, as a drummer, you have to go easy. It's all nuance. It's like Buddy Rich was great at it. Buddy Rich could just sit there and play within himself, but you just can't smash the drums unless he's probably never had a gig.
Might never had a gig. That's right. Speaking of a man who does have a gig, his name is Blake Shelton, and he's working the circuit right now to promote his new record, Mike, and it's called I Wish I Was Making This Up. This song is called and is about corn. You know, like you in a field.
Like maize.
Yes. What the Indians called maize.
Yeah, you and your friends, 10 years old, sneaking beech nut on back in the road. Sell it at market on Saturdays, Halloween, getting lost with the girl in the maze. Throwing cobs at the cards at a passing sheriff comes out and you hide and you laugh and praying for the sun, praying for the rain, praying over muffins that your grandma made and corn in the truck.
This is for Rob. What, who's the only person that's had a roadside stand of corn? Raise your hand. It's Rob Spiewak.
Rob, you gotta love it.
I just think it's so unlikely. It's catchy, and I like the lyrics, but it's just an unlikely topic. It's a song about corn. He talks about throwing cobs.
I got my own lyric. I wrote my own lyric.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yes. Just play the intro.
Oh, play the intro? Okay, right. You got it. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you had too much to eat. You take a look back, and there's the corn.
Oh, no!
Okay. All right.
Corn in the bowl. Thing after.
Hey, honey, look at this corn
come
in
here.
The bowl.
I'm going to make somebody laugh. Okay. All right. Come here. Come here right now. All right. Ready? Because we're almost out of it. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Do what you're told, please. Once. Thank you. You came in here. All right. Ready?
Oh, hi, Michael.
I'm just going to say one thing to you, and you can't laugh. All right. Ready? I got corn in my poop. Corn in my poop.
Okay,
thank you.
You got
he was right, obedient for a second.
I'm almost done. We got to go to dinner. Go, go.
Okay.
What? All right. Say what? Really quick. At the end of the show.
I want to stay in here.
Yes. Yeah, stay right over there. But I got to finish. All right. You can finish the show. All right. Here we go.
This is the last thing. My sports.
I'm spoiling my boy. He got in trouble yesterday. Baby.
Sportscaster of the week was covering, I have not his name, but he was covering the hockey playoffs last night. The Minnesota Wild beat the Vegas Knights, and he certainly spoke his mind. Right here.
Extra attacker on for the Golden Knights.
This looks like the shitty hockey that Minnesota was playing this morning.
Essie?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes!
So there you go.
Oh, my God.
You know what, Mike? A good sportscaster tells a story. That's your digital dumpster. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Don't use that in school.
No.
That's it. We have to get out of here. You want us to goodbye to everybody?
Bye.
And this is Michael O'Mara and Michael O'Mara saying, be good to each other. Be kind, right? Isn't kindness the most important thing in the world?
Sort of.
Isn't that great? What a fitting way to end the show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelO'MaraShow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive and kicking.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?